This is KTWH LP 99.5 FM Two Harbors calling in on a special weekly interview we have with Greg Ruberg every Friday at 10:30. We're a couple minutes late, but that is due to me, not you, Greg. Thanks for calling in as usual.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are here to discuss any updates you would have for us, information on COVID-19 as it relates to members of Lake County. And there is some new cases in Lake County this week, which we haven't had a lot of cases, so that seems to be big news for us. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I'll start by giving just a general overview of the COVID numbers and stats that come directly from the Minnesota Department of Health, impacting really Lake, Cook, and St. Louis County. I think it's just important to kind of look at that big picture, and then we can talk more local. So as of the 18th of June, there have been almost 461,000 COVID tests across the state. The total number positive so far is 31,675. So just to give you an idea of the number of testing to the number of positives, when we look at Lake County, there have been 447 people tested across Lake County and 4 positive cases. So that percent of positive is 0.7%, which is super good news. Cook County, our neighbors up the shore, actually have us beat. They've had 176 cases to date, and their rate is 0.6%. If we compare those two numbers to St. Louis County, they've had 11,319 cases with 129 positive, and again, 1.4%. So St. Louis County is about double us on percent of positive cases when you look at the populations.
And is that assuming that the counties test approximately the same level of symptoms? Like, everyone has the same philosophy of testing, so it's the same people are being tested in all the counties, but we just have a lower rate of contagion.
Yeah, there's two things. There's one thing that I look at when the reports come out each week in terms of the data, and one is what we call the cumulative rate, and that's per 1,000 people. So, again, Lake County is just over, it's like 10,500 people. Cook County, I think, is approximately 5,500, so we're about double. And then St. Louis County, of course, is much larger. So we always look at that cumulative rate and as a percent of population, but that gets into a lot of statistics, which I think is probably not what anybody here is interested in.
Yeah.
But, again, I think we've been very fortunate that from a county, again, we've had just a low incidence of people that are ill, but we have tested, 447 is fairly significant. Again, I think we're starting to see that shift, though, that we've talked about for weeks and weeks or months, is we were very fortunate at zero, then we went to one, which is, again, very insignificant, and then we had 3 more in 1 week, and so that's exactly what you expect with COVID, is you can keep it at bay, things are really good, and you can keep the numbers down, but if they start to spread, the fear or the risk is they could spread quickly. Now, hopefully, again, just like the one case we had previously, that we had the case, it kind of went away, we would hope that these 3 cases, that those individuals would isolate themselves, had not spread it before they found out that they were positive, and we don't see this kind of doubling of 3 to 6 to 8, and so forth. So
yeah.
That's always the goal.
Yeah, do we have any, are we allowed to know, like, have those cases, or is it clear where they came from? Or is it pretty wide open where they came from and can't be really contained from now?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just hard to know, obviously, but I mean, you might know something.
Yeah, so this is probably one of the biggest challenges we're facing right now. So when we test at Lakeview, of course, we know who we're testing. So we test the majority of people, of our community members or patients, we test at the clinic, outside the building in the back, so nobody ever steps foot in the clinic if they're coming just for a COVID test. So we, of course, record the name and the date and what type of test and where the result goes. So when those come back positive, we know internally what city they're in within Lake County and all of that information. What I don't know, is if somebody's tested at Essentia or St. Luke's in Duluth or any other testing site across the state, but they live in Lake County, those tests go right to the Minnesota Department of Health, those results, and they then reach out and do the investigation, and they don't release, what city they're in. They don't release the demographics of that individual. And now we can talk about this, but that creates some challenges for us as a county in terms of managing COVID. So MDH has taken a strong stance on protecting privacy of individuals across the state, which that's good. But again, I think the challenge would be is, let's say that Lake County went from 4 to 8, and all of those were, and hypothetically, that they were in Two Harbors, Silver Bay could think, well, good, we're good here, we're not going to worry about it. But if you don't know when it was in Silver Bay, then you would there's some benefit to that community knowing that there's an increased spread in that community to be even more careful than you are now.
Right, right. So the bottom line is just because they are tested positive, it means they live in Lake County, but we don't, that doesn't even mean necessarily they were tested in Lake County. They might have been tested anywhere, and the Minnesota Department of Health has that information. So our information is very limited on who is positive in Lake County, I think is what you're saying.
It is very limited, yeah. So again, all I know is the ones that we test here internally at Lakeview, and again, I wouldn't disclose those because of the privacy of the patients, but it would be helpful. And I think as there's more and more COVID throughout counties across Minnesota and across the country, I think we'll have to get to a point where we'll say there's been four additional cases in Lake County, and three of those were in this community. And then that community can respond, and public health can do additional work.
Right.
But right now, it's countywide.
And yeah,
there's some challenges with that.
Yeah, it does seem like the closer to home it gets, the more careful people will be, which would be helpful to know.
Well, yeah, and that's a great point, because I think when we had zero cases or one case, what I heard often is, well, it's not here, it's blown out of proportion in other places, it's not coming here. And then what happened going from one to four in 1 week, I've received a number of emails and calls and been stopped when I've been out in public areas with many more questions than I'd had for probably the previous 3 or 4 weeks when we were at zero or one. So I agree, when it comes closer to home, people are more interested or have more awareness or ask more questions.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to one of the more optimistic developments, just the opening of your fitness center. Do you want to just explain the details of that?
Yeah. So we continued each week throughout the course of our incident command meeting since COVID started to talk about, you know, what services we offer and which ones we reopen and what limitations and restrictions we put in place. And again, I think the big picture thing to think about is we're still at 0.7% for positive cases throughout the county. So we're doing well, and we need to keep doing well, following recommendations. We made a decision earlier this week that we'd be reopening our fitness centers in Two Harbors and Silver Bay effective on Monday, so this coming Monday. And it will look different, but again, we know it's important for people to get physical activity, and exercise is important. There's also some social component, although that will be much less, again, because of the numbers. But so I'll just run through a couple of things we're going to be looking at. We feel very confident that inside of our buildings here at the hospital and the clinic is that we're safe. We're disinfecting. You know, the public has been absolutely phenomenal about wearing masks in our building, and we know it's a relatively easy thing to do that protects others, and people have been good about that. We've screened temperatures on every single person that walks through our door. We ask them the screening questions and all of that. So we will do the same thing for fitness members. They will come with they'll come with a mask. We'll screen their temperature. We'll sign them in. And then what we'll do is we're going to limit initially, and the numbers are a little bit different between Two Harbors and Silver Bay just because of size of the fitness center, but we're going to limit the number of people that come in. So we're going to ask people to just make an appointment. If you prefer a 7 a.m. appointment or a 7 a.m. workout, then just schedule 7 a.m. and we'll put you in. If you prefer a 4 o'clock or you want a 1 o'clock, which is typically could be a slow time, you might be one of three people in the fitness center. Again, by doing the appointment, we won't get 8 or 10 people all showing up at one time in the waiting room, changing their shoes, and then going in to work out close to each other. We'll spread people out throughout the day. And again, that factors into our PT, OT, speech, and cardiac rehab patients. So we'll be way below the recommendations that have been set out by MDH and CDC. Again, I think even being more careful in protecting our patients and fitness center members.
All right. Well, it sounds like you have your COVID plan just like everybody else, and we'll just keep checking in as the summer goes on and see how it's looking and what other information is coming to us from outside of Lake County. Anything else, Greg, that I forgot to ask you about or you'd like to mention for this week?
Yeah, the other thing I would mention, and I brought this up before probably a couple of weeks ago, it feels like now that patients are getting the health care that they've needed. So people have put off health care for weeks or months, and we saw an impact. We saw our ER volumes increase. We had way more complex patients in our ER than we had probably seen in the past or would have seen had things been normal. So, you know, we're seeing more and more patients in the clinic now, and, you know, we're getting back up to what we previously were seeing per day. And I think the virtual visits were great. They provided a great tool for us to be able to connect with people during kind of the height of the pandemic or when most of the fear and anxiety was there. But now as things have calmed down, people have really return to getting those benefits of a face-to-face encounter with their provider, addressing mental health issues, physical health issues, testing and follow-up, and all of that. So, you know, as somebody that leads a healthcare organization, we're here to serve our community and their health needs, and it feels good to be meeting those needs and keeping people hopefully healthier than having people at home fearful to come out and not getting the care that they need. So that's been a nice shift from 2 or 3 months of COVID awareness and planning to now back to meeting the needs of our community.
Yeah, that is really good news. I think it's almost like after a few months of extreme isolation, people need to get used to, you know, being around each other again. And what is the new norm? I know I talked with Rachel Gisha this morning about that. So, and it sounds like we're well on our way.
Yes, we just need to keep following those recommendations and making good decisions and try to keep our incidence as low as we can and keep moving forward.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much, Greg. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great. Have a good day.
You too. That was Greg Ruberg. He is the CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital here in Lake County, checking in with me every Friday at 10:30, and that is